CQM Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. How quickly did the water come up in Spencer, Iowa, hit hard by weekend flooding?
It was not bad at all. It was just like a little bit on the roads. And then literally within an hour, we woke up at 8, and then like an hour later, our whole driveway was completely flooded. So it was rising very quickly.
Bailey Mower, one of 250 people who had to be rescued because of the high water. Police in the southern Russian region of Dagestan say 15 police officers and several civilians, including an Orthodox priest, were killed by armed militants on Sunday. The gunmen opening fire on two churches, a synagogue, and a police post. Today marking 2 years since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. In that time, 14 states have enacted near-total bans on abortion. President Biden and former President Donald Trump prepping for this weekend's first presidential debate. There will be no studio audience, and microphones will be shut off when the other person is talking, rules that were agreed to by both Biden and Trump in advance. This is ABC News. It's all down to tonight, Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final. The Panthers host the Oilers after Florida lost a 3-game-to-none series lead. Celebrations in Santa Cruz, California after rescue teams found a hiker missing for more than a week and a half.
34-year-old Luke McClish set out for a hike on June 11th in the Santa Cruz Mountains, where he says he got lost. McClish was declared missing 5 days later on Father's Day when he didn't show up for a dinner. Rescuers finally found him last Thursday. The sheriff's office says they deployed drones and a team from California State Parks, including rescue dogs. During the search, witnesses reported hearing someone yelling for help, leading officials to McClish, who says he lost 30 pounds over the 10 days.
That's ABC's Danny New. New accusations against Apple. Regulators in the European Union say Apple is breaking rules on competition by preventing developers with apps in the App Store from letting customers know if it might be cheaper if they get their apps elsewhere. The potential fines could hit billions. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Pear Marquette Park is out as the protest area for the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee next month. Instead, there are two demonstration areas, one near Pfizer Forum and another near the Baird Center. Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle.
I'd like to reassure everyone that the Secret Service and our public safety partners respect every American's First Amendment right to express themselves. The Milwaukee PD and other law enforcement partners are well equipped to manage protests and ensure gatherings remain safe for all individuals involved.
Republicans didn't want the protest zone so close to Pfizer Forum. The Department of Natural Resources is offering $100,000 in grants to rural Wisconsin counties that help recycle unwanted electronics. The funds would go towards building permanent electronics collection sites or hosting collection events. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brumay. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Yesterday, June 20th, the Park Falls Area Community Development Corporation had a meeting. We joined their administrative assistant, Shannon Greenwood, as she told us about the Park Falls Beautification Committee's ongoing Sponsor a Flower Pot event to brighten up downtown.
So we'll be doing the same program that we did last year, where you can purchase one of them in memory of like a loved one or anyone that you would like to recognize. There are 11 spots that are still available, so anyone can do that. They look fantastic. They're along Division Street and 2nd Avenue in the downtown. It's a nice little program with you guys in downtown.
Anyone who wishes to sponsor a flower pot with recognition of the donor or a loved one can contact Shannon Greenwood at 715-744-4700 or 715-661-2439. I'm Austin Brumay, Civic Media News.
The Brewers beat the Padres. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers breaking up a 3-game losing streak in San Diego, finally coming up with a win, 6-2 over the Padres. Things got started in the second inning with Sal Frelick at bat on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
2-2 the count. And a base hit into left field. Ortiz on his way as Adames will score. Ortiz will go into third. And it'll be an RBI single for Sal Frelick.
The Brewers scoring 5 runs in the second against the Padres right-hander Michael King, manager Pat Murphy.
We got a little lucky, didn't we? Some of the hits fell in and some of the grounders got through, opposite field grounders and a couple bloops. And King's good, man. That guy's good. Guy can pitch.
The Crew opening a home series tonight against the Rangers. Hockey, Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals tonight. The Florida Panthers host the Edmonton Oilers with the Stanley Cup on the line. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, look for mostly cloudy skies with a high near 79. Showers and thunderstorms are likely tonight. Some could be on the strong side. We'll see a low around 61. South winds will gust 15 to 20 miles per hour. For Tuesday, sunny and a high of 81. It's 48 at our studios.
Now scanning a country music playlist. Your next auditory experience has been selected.
98Q Country.
Escaping that I've been waking up alone. Just me and the TV and a sinking feeling that you ain't ever coming home. But today, the tears ain't gonna hit the floor. Cause a boat's in the bay and it's calling my name. So I'm headed on out the door. Cause the sun's too bright, the sky's too blue.
was always a long, cold ride. We ride down to the creek by the water. I've been baptized by the preacher's daughter. Lucky for me, no, he never caught us, so. Oh, we ride to the bar by Levy, 85 jacked up, square by the Chevy, blanket in the back when it gets hot and heavy.
Yesterday's classics, 98Q Country.
Yeah.
98qcountry.com.
just what you're thinking. Every little river running through your mind. You give and you take, you come and you go. You leave me here wondering if I'll ever know how much you care or how much you don't. Whatever you need, whatever you want. If you're gonna be somebody's heartbreak, if you're gonna be somebody's mistake, if you're gonna be somebody's first time, somebody's last time, baby, be mine. If you're looking to be somebody's just friends, a little laugh, a little love, and never call it again, that's just fine.
Here we go, final week of the month of June already here. And we have 4th of July kind of peeking at us here a week from Thursday. 4th of July, 10 days away. That summer goes by way, way too fast. We've warmed up to 61 right now already. And not a crazy warm day today. 75 is our forecasted high. Overnight low is rather warm. It shows, I don't know if this is right, but it shows an overnight low tonight of 69. Is that right? We're only going to lose 6 degrees. So we'll see abundant sunshine. We like the word abundant. Abundant sunshine with a high of 75. Winds east today at about 10 to 15, so not too much going on there. And then after supper tonight, we'll see maybe some showers and thunderstorms. Potential for some severe thunderstorms with that. And chance of rain is at 60% tonight. That tells me maybe that humidity will build in a little bit today, possibly. Usually humidity leads to thunderstorms. We'll call it again 61 right now. Hope your weekend was good. We got a little bit of rain here. More of the heavier parts of the rain to our south. I think there are parts of South Central Wisconsin that got 5 or 6 inches of rain over the weekend. Up here, for the most part, not so much, but we've got enough rain. I think some sunshine and, you know, some 70s will do everybody good. Brewers continue to do what the Brewers do. They just kind of roll on and stay in first place. We'll get an update on that in just a moment. Twice an hour, news and sports, and ABC gets us rolling.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. How quickly did the water come up in Spencer, Iowa, hit hard by weekend flooding?
It was not bad at all. It was just like a little bit on the roads. And then literally within an hour, we woke up at 8, and then like an hour later, our whole driveway was completely flooded. So it was rising very quickly.
Bailey Mower, one of 250 people who had to be rescued because of the high water. Police in the southern Russian region of Dagestan say 15 police officers and several civilians, including an Orthodox priest, were killed by armed militants on Sunday, the gunmen opening fire on two churches, a synagogue, and a police post. Today marking 2 years since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. In that time, 14 states have enacted near total bans on abortion. President Biden and former President Donald Trump prepping for this weekend's first presidential debate. There will be no studio audience and microphones will be shut off when the other person is talking, rules that were agreed to by both Biden and Trump in advance. This is ABC News.
Media News, I'm Ella Sapp. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. People having a mental health crisis would be better served by social workers than by police. That's according to social justice groups backing a new package of bills in Congress.
There are many, many times when a person is going through a severe mental health crisis that police are called and that person becomes criminalized and it's not given the full wraparound services and the appropriate response to what truly is a mental health issue.
The Madison Police Department is out ahead of the curve. It has 6 full-time mental health officers and 2 in-house crisis workers. The Milwaukee Alliance Against Racial Political Repression is demanding all footage from a shooting on I-43 on Thursday. After the chase, Milwaukee police opened fire, injuring multiple passengers in the fleeing car and killing an unborn child. The Alliance says that the families of the injured have a right to know why the chase ended in a shooting. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media News, I'm Austin Brume. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development has announced Wisconsin's employment numbers have hit a record high. According to data released by the United States Bureau of Labor Statistics, preliminary estimates for May 2024 showed Wisconsin had hit a record high employment of 3,048,000. The state's unemployment rate also stayed at about 2.9%, over a full percentage point lower than the national average. The labor force participation rate was also higher than the national average. Construction crews have removed the bleachers from Zorn Arena at the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire as they prepare to convert the site into an event center. According to a WEIU report, the soon-to-be-constructed Sonnentag Event Center will be able to hold about 3,500 people regularly, with space for up to 5,000 for events like concerts and graduation. The new building is expected to have a total price tag around $110 million and could be completed by this December's graduation. I'm Austin Brume, Civic Media News.
Brewers Myers with another victory. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers winning 6-2 in San Diego Sunday against the Padres, thanks to another strong showing from rookie pitcher Tobias Myers, center fielder Blake Perkins.
Yeah, Toby's been pitching really well. I think just attacking their lineup, attacking the hitters with his fastball and not being afraid to use his other pitches, the cutter, changeup. I'm happy for him, man. It's good to see. He provided us a really good start, you know, with shutdown innings, especially after we came through and scored. Those are big.
Myers has now won 4 in a row. Pat Murphy.
Tobias was great. I mean, this kid continues to work in between starts. He continues to be serious about his unexpected arrival in the big leagues. Since he's been here, he's decided that I'm going to listen to these guys.
The Brewers host the Rangers tonight. College basketball, 6'2" guard Adian Knopp, who helped lead Sussex Hamilton High to the postseason, committed to the Wisconsin Badgers over the weekend. He'll report as a preferred walk-on. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Visit your local independent CarQuest auto parts store in Park Falls and save on affordable car care products to keep your vehicle on the go. No matter what the season, you can be assured when buying from this local business in our community that you are not paying for high administrative costs. You are investing directly in helping the community strive and grow. As a customer, CarQuest Auto Parts in Park Falls appreciates your business and thanks you for always supporting the little guy. CarQuest Auto Parts on Highway 13 and 182 in Park Falls. See them at carquest.com.
Hi,
everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-579-6610. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-579-6610. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-579-6610.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
There's a lot of good going on all around us, and Aspirus Health is proud to be home to so much of it. We're all about good people with good hearts, delivering great care. It's what we do. It's who we are. And it's everything we believe in. So no matter what life is throwing at you or your community, you can count on Aspirus to be here for you. For good. Look to Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
My friends swim no matter the season, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. Now, thanks to Skyrizi and Clear Skin, count me in. With Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine. Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, look for mostly cloudy skies with a high near 79. Showers and thunderstorms are likely tonight. Some could be on the strong side. We'll see a low around 61. South winds will gust 15 to 20 miles per hour. For Tuesday, sunny and a high of 81. It's 48 at our studios.
Today's hottest country is on.
It doesn't get any better than this.
98Q Country.
There's so much going on in this town. To keep me busy, I've been running around. Up and down all these avenues. Doing everything to thinking about you. As I stay on them, I'm fine. The city side of those city limit signs. You don't really cross my mind. As soon as I get
QCountry.com.
Waking up to, I had errant information earlier. I apologize. I think I told you it was 61 earlier, and you're saying, Joel, it doesn't feel like 61 out there. It's because it wasn't 61. It was only 50. So I was reading a temperature of a computer that was set to another quadrant of the state. So it's amazing. You go from Park Falls to Milwaukee, and there's quite a difference, about a 10 to 15 degree difference. So we're at 50 right now. And we're still expecting temperatures today to top out. I think we had talked earlier about 70. Okay, reset that now. Okay, so we're going to see some humidity build in, and maybe a little bit of thunderstorm activity as we get into tonight. I'll turn maybe into probably. It looks like with things warming up pretty decent here during the day. So temperatures right around 80 degrees or so. It's summertime, as long as it's not freezing, right? I mean, in northern Wisconsin, as long as it's above 32 and below 90, you know, whatever. We're good. we love to give accurate weather information in the morning.
we've got to hit the reset button here. The Brewers just, I mean, they're not burning it up, but, you know, the truth is in Major League Baseball, if you can just win a few in a row, you know, and get a few games above 500 and then just tread water for the rest of the year, you're in pretty good shape. You know, the baseball is all about, there's a lot of losing. There's a lot of losing in baseball. You play 162 games, and you're probably going to lose at least, 70 or 80 of them for most teams. The Brewers so far this year have played 78 games, and they've won 45 of them. That's pretty good. That's five games up in the division. Here come those St. Louis Cardinals. They're a couple of games above 500. And they appear to be the contender behind the Brewers right now. The Brewers winning yesterday after losing on Saturday. So they sit at 45 and 33 on the season. Let's take a look at our handy-dandy Brewer schedule together here this morning, see what we got going on this week. The Brewers will be back home at AmFam Field, taking on those Texas Rangers for a three-game set. 7:10 tonight, tomorrow, 1:10 on Wednesday. Brewers will take Thursday off. Then they'll entertain the Cubbies this weekend. I think we've got some free tickets for the Cubs for this weekend. Stay tuned to the morning show tomorrow, and we'll give you a chance to grab those. Bringing up my my tickets here on my little handy-dandy computer to make sure that they are still available. So the Brewers and Cubs this weekend with a Friday night game, Saturday 3:10, and then Sunday will be a 3:10 contest. So it should be a fun weekend at AmFam Field. See, which day do we have them for? Saturday. Yeah, I've got tickets for Saturday. So tomorrow, during the morning show, tune in, because we're going to have a couple of pairs of tickets for you to go see the Cubs and the Brewers on Saturday at 3:10. All right. Get to our forecast in just a moment here.
Nemeth Implement in Stetsonville is an authorized dealer for Bobcat, Mahindra, Bush Hog, Alice Chalmers, and many others. These brands mean big savings because some products offer as low as 0% up to 84 months. Let me repeat that.
Some products offer 0% up to 84 months.
Quality equipment, parts, service, weekly local deliveries. Nemuth Implement keeps you running smooth. Call 715-678-2271 or stop by the showroom in Stetsonville, south of Medford on Highway 13.
And we have Alexis here from Northwoods Realty to give us a little community news today.
Alexis here from Northwoods Realty, bringing a great new listing from Glidden, Wisconsin. Escape to the Northwoods with our picturesque 20-acre property. This charming 3-bed, 2-bath, 1.5-story home offers a spacious living, modern kitchen with stainless steel appliances, and a cozy wood stove with ample firewood. With first floor laundry, a rec room, and a main bath with tub shower combo, comfort abounds. Outside, a large fenced field awaits your cattle, while endless recreation opportunities beckon. Don't miss your chance to own this slice of paradise. Call now to schedule a viewing. Alexis Merritt, 815-527-1546.
At Northwoods Realty, we know your house is more than just wood and shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home. That's why the realtors at Northwoods Realty put so much of themselves into their work. With a reputation for integrity and excellence, you can count on the staff at Northwoods Realty to come through for every member of your family. And don't forget your visiting family. We have the largest local vacation rental marketplace with over 60 options. Find homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. At Northwoods Realty, we sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
Hello, I'm Courtney, the new executive director of the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce. I'd like to invite you to the first Business After Hours event on Thursday, June 27th from 5 to 7 p.m. at the new chamber office located in the Park Falls Professional Building at 154 4th Avenue North, right across from the Park Falls Public Library. Come enjoy some snacks, meet our board, and see what the chamber has to offer. Full details can be found at parkfalls.com events page or by calling 715-762-2703.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Every Wednesday, American Legion Post 182 is hosting their 52-car Progressive 50-50 raffle, where you can get 6 tickets for $5. Doors open at 6:30 with a drawing at 7:30. And the American Legion will donate part of their proceeds to local organizations. Again, that's every Wednesday with the doors opening at 6:30 and the drawing at 7:30.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code RUN to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code RUN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code RUN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket, and the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter. Swiffer Power Mop.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great-tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
The big winners are in for the Scotty Summer Contest.
Exciting. Let's listen to the calls.
Hi, who's this?
Story.
You're one of our grand prize winners.
All right, man. Great to be here this morning.
We got some good news for you.
Okay.
You are one of our grand prize winners.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome. Winning is fun. Just ask Tammy from Baraboo and Tori from Kewaunee.
Thank you. That's great.
Listen for future chances to text and win on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, look for mostly cloudy skies with a high near 79. Showers and thunderstorms are likely tonight. Some could be on the strong side. We'll see a low around 61. South winds will gust 15 to 20 miles per hour. For Tuesday, sunny and a high of 81. It's 48 at our studios.
All of your favorite country music.
Listen all day.
24 hours a day.
24/7.
For free.
Just pop it in for free.
AQ Country.
I still see.
country. Coming up on about 4 minutes in front of seven. Let's get your day moving here. A little words of wisdom to get us moving. We focus on the family.
Have you had the talk with your kids? Sex can be a tough, even embarrassing topic for a lot of parents to discuss with their children. And that's probably why some moms and dads either don't talk about sex with their kids at all, or they hope one quick conversation will do the trick. But I think there's a more effective way, and here it is. Be a drip line, not a fire hose. Imagine using a fire hose to water a plant. It would blast so much water at once, the plant could never handle it all. Some parents handle the sex talk with their kids just like that. Their goal is simply to get it over with, so they have one conversation where they tell their child everything they can think of about the birds and the bees. And once that's over, they hope their child will remember it all and make wise choices. But think about a drip line in a garden. Water seeps out a little at a time. In such small amounts, the roots have a chance to soak up the water and use it productively. When it comes to discussing sex with your children, that's a great concept to remember. An initial conversation can be extremely helpful, but don't try to share all your wisdom and all your knowledge at once. Make it a part of a regular, ongoing dialogue. That doesn't mean every conversation needs to be tinged with sex, but your kids will remember more if you weave themes about life and relationships into everyday conversations. To help your kids thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten. Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes. That doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve.